The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. After this show is over, my 12-year-old took my headphones and we were scrambling, looking all over the studio for them, and they were on her head.
We were just talking about we love kids in the studio, weren't we?
Yes, we were talking about how great it is to have kids in the studio. Okay, I'm taking that back.
That's
okay.
Stressed me out a little
Woo!
Bit.
Yeah. So
breathe in.
Golly.
Smell your flower.
Yeah,
blow your bubbles.
Smell my flower. Where's my peppermint oil? Yikes. Oh, man. Okay.
It's all right. We're here now. We're good.
Yeah. Okay. So you're listening?
Zen.
Yes. I'm smelling the oil. And, you know, okay. Danny, what were you thinking? Were you just watching, laughing?
Yeah. He doesn't have sound either.
What are we doing this morning?
Well, no, I'm just sitting there. Just talk. You don't need headphones to talk.
I do.
She had to be in sync with the music.
I had to be in sync with the music, Holmes. I can't just do it with no headphones.
Oh, gosh. Heaven forbid that
happened.
Do people
do that? Do people do that?
Yes.
Here, I'm going to take my headphones off. Okay.
Yes.
Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Sound great.
See,
but I bet it's awkward, though, because of what you're used to.
It's weird.
To. Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm putting it back on. Okay, everyone. Well, welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, if you're just now joining us, with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me. Dr. Fenster is coming up, and in a couple of minutes, I'm going to go to Maura Davies with the SPCA of North Texas. And the SPCA does a lot of really important work, but I have to tell you, everybody, Dr. Fenster is going to be talking about coconut oil, because it's all in the news. Have you seen it?
I'm so glad he's talking about it, because
we're not going to stop talking about it. I'll tell you that.
I've been trading messages with Sean all week about it, asking him questions, and because I've had people asking me, and so it's just been... Boy, that sure is just a mess.
I wish I could say the bad word.
That's what you could tell I was holding back a little bit.
I want to scream out BS so bad, like I'm at a Buffalo game, you know?
Yeah.
They do. Have you ever watched a Buffalo Bills game when that's one of the things that they do? Like the whole crowd loves to scream bull.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to look for that
when
this
a bad
year.
Call is made and they don't agree with
funny.
It. And I mean, you can hear it over the television airways, because the sound is so loud that have you ever heard it, Danny?
I think they do that at multiple teams.
A lot of
teams
do that.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
A lot of places do that.
Well, see,
I remember we did it in high school.
You did?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. See how behind the times I am? I thought it was a Buffalo thing.
It's okay. It's your
Maybe
team.
Maybe they started it. You never know.
I'm sure they did.
They probably did, because, you know, Buffalo rocks.
They do. They do. I like your passion, you know? You got to have passion for...
Well, I just can't even believe that they even put that out there. And I am going to debunk it every single day for the next couple of weeks, because everyone needs to know that it is bullshit.
I totally agree with you. I fight with my parents all the time about this kind of stuff. My dad's been on statins forever. I personally have been prescribed statins since I was 14. I've never taken them, but I was prescribed statins for the first time when I was 14 years old, and I've fought it my entire life. And so when
14,
So when articles, because my cholesterol is over 400, it's hereditary in my family, and so doctors see that number and they just write you a prescription. And so it's been an argument that I've sort of fought my entire life. And when you see an article like that come out, you just feel like, I'm just fighting this uphill battle. I'm fighting this uphill battle for education, for communication, for
truth.
People to for truth,
truth and justice, really, which things. This country was founded on. I mean, come on. And we've got these organizations that are basically lying to us.
Bought and paid for.
Okay, so listen, I found this amazing quote. And we're going to put it on our website. I just absolutely love it because I won't go into this long story that I really do want to share with you about greed. Greed turns me off. I run from greed. I can't stand people that are greedy. But I read this quote today and I thought it was so powerful. It is this: leadership is a privilege to better the lives of others. It is not an opportunity to satisfy personal greed. Is that not awesome?
It is awesome.
That is an awesome statement. And it was Mwau, or Mwai. How do you pronounce this woman's name?
No clue. It's a man.
It's a man. Okay, so it's Mwai Kibaki. So anyway, what a great quote. I'm going to read it again. So leadership is a privilege to better the lives of others, okay? It is not an opportunity to satisfy personal greed. I absolutely love that.
It's I love just, it too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I really, really do. And so I might even make some t-shirts. I think that's such a powerful statement and it is so true. And that's what these companies need to understand. If you're lucky enough to get in a position where you are a leader in any industry, you better keep yourself in check and you better not take advantage of people that have to work so hard for their money and on top of it, make them sick. And mislead them and give them bad information, all to line your pockets with gold. It pisses me off.
I totally agree. And I don't know if it, you know, I think about it a lot. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
She was just saying more is on the.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Then, oh,
we'll
Mora,
talk about
let's
it.
Let's talk about, yeah.
Let's talk about this because this is important too. Mora, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Sorry, I got on a soapbox there, but
understandable. Yeah, I love that quote too. It's awesome.
Isn't it great? It is so great, and that goes for animals too. Which the SPCA, of course, and you know, as Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, how important it is to protect animals, not to use them, abuse them for our own personal greed and wealth. And that's why they need to be treated right. All animals need to be treated with respect and love, just like we would treat one another. And so today we're talking with you, though, about your animal safety during the summer heat, because I know you're like me. Do you lay in bed at night and think about all the animals out there suffering the heat that don't have the proper water or perhaps their paws? I see people walking their dogs on the concrete, and they're so ignorant, if you will, about burning their animals' paws when they're walking their dogs and stuff out in the cities, and especially down here in the South. In Dallas, Texas, it's going to be 100 degrees today. And so we all need to be more aware. So I'm going to let you take the floor and tell us what we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, there are a few things that are going to help pet owners keep their pets safe when it's so, so very hot. And I'd kick it off kind of what you said. The temperature of the pavement is something a lot of people don't, it's not even in their consciousness. So what we say is take the back of your hand and put it on the concrete for 5 seconds. And if it burns you, it's going to burn your pet's feet.
Oh, that's such a good idea. And I've never heard that. Have you heard that?
No.
I don't know.
My poor baby got her foot burned.
Okay, so
I just noticed it.
Tell the story.
Well, I didn't know anything was wrong, and we were inside throwing the ball in my little apartment, and all of a sudden she started limping on her back foot, and I looked at it, and it just looks like a layer of that pad has, like, lifted off of her foot. Mm. It's the most painful-looking thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
The heat is so dangerous. It is. Hopefully she's doing better. I'm sure she is.
Oh, yeah. She's better. Yeah.
But one good thing to do, you can, if you're out walking your pets or playing, try doing that in the morning or in the evening, not in the heat of the day, although that's not always going to help. I mean, sometimes it's 9 o'clock and still 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. But pets that are overweight or older or younger, they're more likely to overheat when it's super hot. So try to keep them fit and trim and keep them inside.
And keep them well groomed. Right?
Yeah, keep them inside, keep them well groomed, but try to resist the temptation to shave their fur off. Because fur can actually act as an insulation and help keep pets cool and also prevent pets from getting sunburn.
Excuse me. And I have to share this with our listeners, too, because I think this is so important because there are so many toxic, bug killers and bug sprays for ticks and fleas. And just in general, this is a great recipe that I came across. It's called repellent for pets. And it's real simple. 1 cup of water. in a spray bottle, followed by 2 cups of distilled white vinegar. And it says ticks hate the smell and taste of vinegar, and it will be repelled by this ingredient alone. And then add 2 spoonfuls of vegetable or almond oil. I say almond oil because vegetable oil is not good, which both contain sulfur. And then it says that another natural tick repellent. Did you know all this?
No.
That's great. So another yeehaw for vinegar.
Right. Vinegar. Exactly. So I'm going to put this on our website again so people can get, and we'll also put it on Facebook. And it's 1 cup of water, 2 cups of distilled white vinegar, and then 2 spoonfuls. It doesn't say how big of a spoon, though. I'm going to guess, what do you think? A tablespoon? 2 tablespoons? Does that sound good, Maura?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a natural tick repellent. And so I thought that was interesting. And I'm going to make some myself. Well, and you save a lot of money, too. So what else? What else do you want people to know about animals in the summer heat, their safety?
I'd say the most important things, keep them indoors. When you're miserable, they're going to be miserable. Make sure they have plenty of great fresh water that's cool. Try ice. And never leave your pet in a parked car, even for a second. Just don't. It can kill pets.
Or your children.
Or your children.
Leave nothing in the car.
Absolutely.
All right. And spay and neuter, because you know what? There's too many animals out there. There really is. And Maura, I've got 3 little kittens right now.
They're so cute.
I do. 3 little kittens lost their mittens and their mama. I picked them up from an abandoned building 2 weeks ago today. So anyone out there looking for a beautiful little kitten, it's got to be a forever home, though, with lots of love. Give us a holler at One Life Radio. Thank you so much, Maura. Always love having
you
on.
Thank you, everyone. It's a pleasure.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Tubes, and I've got Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. He's America's Culinary Interventionalist Affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He is a board-certified cardiologist and author of the book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. And his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available for order at chefdrmike.com. That's chefdrmike.com. So, Dr. Fenster, do you have your gloves on? Are you ready to help me fight this fight?
Oh, man, I am like I am like Bruce Lee on this. So,
I'm telling you, I have been
I wish we could dedicate a whole show because there is just, you know, so much to talk about with this topic that you chose about the coconut oil. And because the coconut oil and the AHA and the American College of Cardiology, the ACC, the whole way they're approaching this is kind of a microcosm on the flawed approach to food and health as a whole, and really an expose by example of why we really need to move away from what these professional organizations are telling us and why it is so flawed.
Mm-hmm. It really, really is. So, hey, Dr. Fenster, let's apply for a patent on avocados and coconut and its benefits, like the U.S. Gov did with the hemp and cannabinoids and cannabidiol. I bet we could get really, really rich.
Wait, I was listening last segment, and somebody who's a leader in the field is not supposed to be manipulating the market for their own personal wealth. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yes, it does. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. Well, so tell people, just speak the truth on this, Dr. Fenster. As a board-certified cardiologist, call BS on this. Let them know what they need to know.
I say poppycock and balderdash.
I know you do.
It is. And so let me start, because I think this really sets the stage. Gary Taubes, who wrote, just sort of the seminal work exposing some of the problems with professional organizations, the government, in terms of calories and fats, and something that I've sort of followed his lead on with my book, The Fallacy in the Calorie, because I think he was so right. He wrote a great piece on this, and like him, I'd like to start the discussion with a little bit of bacon, albeit Francis Bacon. So if you'll indulge me, I'm just going to read this quote.
Yes.
From Francis Bacon. And it starts as this: the human understanding, once it has adopted opinions, either because they were already accepted and believed, or because it likes them, draws everything else to support and agree with them. Mm. And though it may meet a greater number and weight of contrary instances, it will, with great and harmful prejudice, ignore or condemn or exclude them by introducing some distinction, in order that the authority of those earlier assumptions may remain intact and unharmed, written in 1620 by one of the great pioneers of science.
Absolutely.
And scientific thought and method, Francis Bacon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once again, bacon saves the day.
Bacon. Well, as long as it's really well-treated bacon. That's the only way I'm going in. Okay, so, but, you know, I actually want to, if you could send that to Lexi, we'll put it in our newsletter we send out every week now. It's been a labor of love. We really enjoy doing it. So tell the listeners, though, the dynamics of coconut oil and high saturated fat and why it is so good for the brain and the body.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about here, but I think one of the highlights we want to hit on is when we look at the saturated fat, we don't classify fats only in terms of mono, unsaturated, polyunsaturated, or saturated fats, but also in terms of their length of short, medium chain, and long chain fatty acids. And when people are looking, and this is a whole separate discussion, again, in terms of saturated fats and animal fats, we're generally talking about long-chain fatty acids. What we find in coconut oil is that there are indeed saturated fatty acids, but they are the medium-chain type. Over 50% is usually a combination of lauric and myristic acid in coconut oil. And so because the length is as important as the saturation, the body handles them very differently. And in fact, what studies have shown you know, you want to talk about eating fats doesn't make you fat. When people consume things like coconut oil, the body tends to go into a mode where we're actually expending calories, burning calories, but we don't get the type of insulin release that we see when we eat a lot of the carbohydrates, you know, that we find in a lot of the processed food, sugars, and et cetera. One of the other things I think is just critical here is to look where this recommendation came from, because it's so, so very flawed, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We talked a little bit about this because this is derived directly from the American College of Cardiology. And I'm doing air quotes here, if the listeners can bear with me, you know, panel of experts, end quote. And we already talked about, you know, the massive conflict of interest, you know, from this group. But the American Heart Association basically just took those recommendations from this panel, from the American College of Cardiology. Now, in my book, I talk about the benefits of coconut oil. You've talked about, we're quoting studies that have been done within the last decade. The American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association for these recommendations base these recommendations on four studies, all done in the 1950s and 60s.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so
yes.
antiquated. I can't even believe that they're still pushing that agenda.
Well, it's basically, listen, you guys, what they're saying is you guys need to believe what we were telling you, even though all the evidence is coming out and saying saturated fat is not bad for you. It's a much more complex story than we initially thought. They're reaching back now to the studies done in the 50s and 60s. And let me tell you, one of the studies that they quote to support their benefit, what they do is they then go through and they sort of discount, we can't count this study, Cochrane analysis is BS. You know, the Women's Health Initiative, which is the largest study ever done to look at something like this, they throw those results out the window. And by the way, so the four studies that they use from the 50s and 60s only include men. And one of the studies, which is the Oslo study, is completely flawed. And this is, I think, serves as a great example why people should pay absolutely no attention to the recommendations in the mirror, as it were, the man behind the mirror, as it were. Mm-hmm. Because this Oslo study in which they showed a benefit consisted of two groups. So it was done in Norway. And what they did is they basically replaced animal they took one group, they gave them dietary counseling, and they gave them a diet in which they replaced saturated fat with the lower, with the polyunsaturated fats, monounsaturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, hey, these guys, because literally they were only guys, are living longer. What they didn't tell you is two very important things. One is that the other group, which ate the standard Norwegian diet, they were consuming a diet much higher in sugar, like twice to three times as much sugar,
right?
Because they didn't receive any dietary counseling. So that is a bias that has nothing to do with fat replacement versus, you know, saturated fat versus polyunsaturated fat. Two is that the investigators knew which groups the people were going into, and then they reported results. So this was not a gold standard, as the AHA claims, study, because it was not double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study. It was unblinded because the investigators knew who was in each group. You know, so that gives you, in a microcosm, you know, the flaws in one of only the four studies that they used to support. Really, I think you ask a question, why are they going back to the 60s?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know the answer. Well, look at all the prescription drugs. I mean, there's a connection here between the big pharmaceutical companies making so much money with keeping us not well, you know, keeping us sick. They want to keep us just sick enough so we have to be on a lot of pharmaceutical drugs but not die, because then they lose their customer by selling us crap like Hamburger Helper and Fruit Loops and Coca-Cola and Little Debbie snacks and macaroni and cheese. I mean, I could go on and on. It's junk for the body. And we continue down this path because they make and they put these lies out there, in my opinion, because there is so much money being made on pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, and you have another confounder, which is that people, and many of the, what we talked about with this when we discussed the ACC recommendations, which again, these are based on, is that people have made a career, have a vested interest in the low-fat, no-fat sort of approach to food and health, which is just, you know, it's a dinosaur. And the science is not, what really bothers me is that, you know, the science is not good, and yet you have an organization, which, you know, to tie into your previous segment, is considered, you know, a leader, whether you and I agree with it or not, is taken by, I think, the general public as one of the organizations in a leadership position, you know, and it's just putting out twaddle speak. I mean, this is just ridiculous tripe that has no, and forgive the double entendre here, but no nutritional value.
Absolutely.
You know, whatsoever for consumption. And even worse is misinformation. It is... You know, it is
criminal.
It flies in the face, yeah, of what the data really shows. And so I really encourage folks, you know, to go out, get your own information, you know, go to your website, come to my website, chefdrmike.com. I've written on coconut oil, read the fallacy of the calorie. You know, get as Francis Bacon would say, you need to get both sides of the story. And then based on the data, I know where people will, who have any common sense, you know, will come down on this side of the argument. And it's not on the side of what they're trying to, you know, to really sort of pull on us with reinvigorating and reanimating, really, you know, what is just a dead argument.
It is a dead argument. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'd love to. I'd love to.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. We're going to break. We're coming back. And Dr. Mike Fenster's coming up. And Stephanie Toops. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventures some soul.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Toops, and Dr. Mike Fenster has stayed with us. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. Oh, for those of you that are just now joining us and don't know who Dr. Mike Fenster is, he is America's culinary interventionalist, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He is a board-certified cardiologist. He is a chef, and he is an author of the books The Fallacy of the Calorie and Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It, and his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. And you can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. And you can also download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device. We are now podcasting in many different places like Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. And you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com. SportsNutritionWeekly.com to subscribe to our new newsletter, which I'm going to ask you something here in just a second that I'm going to put in the newsletter, Dr. Fenster, that's got to do with what we're talking about. But I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you. They pay the bills. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, which is CW Hemp, hemp extract. Okay, hold on a second. I lost my mind for a second. Squatty Potty, if you don't have one, you really need to get one. It truly is a game changer. Proper elimination is extremely important. Of course, the ISSN, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Sun Warrior, all fine companies that pay the bills, you know, patronize their businesses and keep this train rolling with us, because this information that we are putting out is so important for your wellness. And your health is your wealth. It really, really is. So I'm going to ask you, Dr. Fenster, as a chef, I know you know all about this. And people right now, coconut aminos is like a big, it's really big. It's trending. People want to know more about it. Can you educate us on coconut aminos?
I'm not that familiar with the aminos. I use a lot of coconut oil when I cook.
Okay.
I think it, particularly in certain dishes, adds a great flavor. One thing I will tell folks when you're using it, do be a little bit careful because, it does not have what we call a high smoke point. And anytime you overheat any oils, whether they're animal oils or vegetable oils, et cetera, you risk the introduction of the creation of trans fatty acids, which, by the way, is sort of how they make a lot of these synthetic vegetable oils. They make them solid, like the Crisco, etc. Is through that process of hydrogenation. So one does want to be careful there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to jump back to what we were talking about with this AHA, American Heart Association recommendation, because when we were discussing before, you brought up, something and we discussed something that I just really want to highlight for folks because I think it is
so critically important.
When you look at recommendations like this, two things that I want to highlight. One is, because I think this is at the crux of one of the major problems in all the kind of nutritional analysis when we try to look at food and health, is that we try to separate things out. We look at them sort of through the view of a test tube, but we don't eat what's in a test tube. We eat food.
Right.
And so when we look at populations, and I know because I did this research, it's on the fallacy of the calorie. When we look at populations, native populations that derive anywhere from 30 to 60%, okay, over half of their daily calories from naturally occurring fats, particularly coconut oil and its associated fats that we were talking about, what we find is three very important things. One, these people, are incredibly healthy. Two is that their rate, even as they age, of all these kind of diseases of modern civilization, heart disease, arthritis, the autoimmune diseases, the vision degeneration, etc., they don't seem to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Three, they are very, very, very healthy. So you have healthy populations when we look at this. And to what you mentioned earlier, this is the same sort of story we heard before, right? Don't eat nuts. They're horrible. They have lots of fats in them. Now they're saying, oh, well, as part of a Mediterranean diet, you want to definitely incorporate lots of nuts. They have the healthy oils in it. We heard the same thing with avocados. When we look at the populations that eat these foods, we don't find, anywhere near the incidence and prevalence of these diseases of modern civilization. Two, the way that we're examining this is so backwards. So we're not looking at a food. We're not looking how it affects health. What they're doing is they're looking and they say, hey, coconut oil has saturated fats. And when we look at it as a saturated fat in a test tube, we find that it increases cholesterol, including LDL cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And increased LDL cholesterol means you're going to have heart disease and die. That is not true. Folks can go, and I believe it's on my website somewhere, I gave a medical grand rounds on red meat and cardiovascular disease. And when we look at, and in fact, the Minnesota Coronary Survey, which is one of the largest studies, but never published because they found that when they reduced total cholesterol and they reduced LDL cholesterol, the people had a higher mortality By replacing saturated fat with unsaturated fats, both mono and poly, what we find is that it does increase cholesterol, but what people don't understand is that there are two types of LDL cholesterol, type A, which is sort of fluffy and benign, and a type B, which is small, dense, and very atherogenic, associated with inflammation. When we measure LDL cholesterol, it's like saying, how many pounds of rubber do you have?
Right.
And with that rubber, I can make 10 beach balls. Or I can make 100 ping pong balls, all from the same. Well, those 100 ping pong balls cause disease. The 10 beach balls are not associated with any kind of disease. But we can't tell the difference when we just say, I've got a pound of rubber, what our body is going to do with that pound of rubber. And that's where they are drawing these conclusions from, saying it increases LDL cholesterol. So that whole thought pathway is both abstract, non-applicable, and in a very real sense, flawed. And I want the folks that are listening to understand that, because it's not a simple argument. And next time you go to your physician and he says, your LDL cholesterol is such and such, I want them to ask the question, well, what type of LDL pattern do I have?
Yeah, you know, there's so much I want to say here from the article that you wrote. You know, I'm sitting here reading that during the 1940s, farmers in the United States attempted to use coconut oil because it was cheap to fatten their livestock prior to taking them to market. The problem was that feeding them a diet rich in coconut oil, listen, everyone, made the animals active and lean. And this is, and why is that hidden? Why do we not all Americans know that? And then also about lauric acid. Would you tell people about lauric acid? Beneficial it is?
Yes. Well, it's converted into your body into another compound, and it's very beneficial in a number of ways. One, it's very anti-inflammatory in that it's antiviral, antibacterial, antiprotozoal, so it helps protect our bodies from inflammation. It also, it being a medium-chain saturated fatty acid, as we discussed on the previous segment, sort of immediately puts your body into a very efficient energy-burning type of situation, as opposed to having a couple of donuts with sugar and carbohydrates, etc.
Well, and it's all connected because lauric acid, what percentage of it is in coconut oil anyway, Dr. Fenster?
I think it's just under 50%. Okay. I want to say it's between 40% and 50%. I think it's generally, and it'll depend on the sample and where they get it, but I think on average it's like 47, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and so in this compound has been shown to have natural antiviral, as you said, and antibacterial properties. I mean, if you think about it, it's all connected. When you are eating a diet rich in coconut oil and all these other wonderful, plants that have been put on this earth to heal us and keep us well, you don't need to be on antibiotics or antibacterial drugs or all these things that we are using that are affecting our overall health. And we need this education to get to everyone across this whole country.
Well, you bring up another excellent point, as you always do, which is that when we are substituting a natural food source, so coconut oil is natural. There's not a manipulation that happens to coconut oil before it, shows up in the jar, depending on which brand you buy, of course. And we substitute and we say, hey, instead of this, you need to take this manufactured canola oil, which, does not naturally occur, and undergoes a hexane extraction method, et cetera, et cetera,
right.
and processing. Those are not equivalent things. You're not substituting one naturally occurring food for another naturally occurring food source. In essence, it's almost becomes something of a supplement, something of a drug, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to tell people not to eat something that occurs naturally, that is a natural food source for the human species, and take something that we have, put together and manufactured, I think that you have to be held to a more rigorous standard in proving that, one, if you're claiming a benefit, that it has that benefit, but certainly, two, that it does no harm. And I will tell you that massive consumptions of vegetable oils, the polyunsaturated fats, which skew the diet in terms of pro-inflammatory omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids, the data is not clear that we are not inducing harm with such massive consumption, of these compounds.
Such good stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. Fenster, for staying with us. I think we're gonna have to put our gloves on again next week and fight this fight.
Hey, next week, the intro song has to be Kung Fu Fighting.
All right. All right. You have a great weekend. Thank you, so too. Much. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great-tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Well, I started out down a dirty road.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Stephanie Toops. Stephanie Toops is such an amazing woman. She really, really, really is. She is a rent. There I go with the really, really. I don't even know that
you.
I do it. A listener comment.
I like really, really.
I don't know where it even came from. I really, really
don't. I just really, really don't.
Oh, my gosh. And so Stephanie became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has spent the last 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market and learning how to pronounce six-syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mix within her home. Love this woman. Okay, today we're talking about the environmental cost of superfoods and super desserts. Okay, so tell us what's up.
Yeah, so it's actually food deserts. And so food, you
oh,
said
food.
Soup. Yeah,
food I did say desserts.
Yeah.
It's food. Well, that's, oh, okay, I got it. Food deserts. Well, I know what food deserts are.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a problem in this country.
It is a problem.
There's
in
so
this
many
country.
People that can't even get good products.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm going to give a shout out here to OneStopPaleoShop.com. They're not an official sponsor yet, but it's a company that's servicing those food deserts by providing them with healthy snacks that you can get, like, you can't can't get there, but you can get at natural food stores mm-hmm. in the bigger cities. So yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah. So food deserts, for people that don't know, and this is something that I learned about most recently, but food deserts are described as geographic areas where residents' access to affordable, healthy food options are restricted or non-existent due to the absence of a grocery store and the absence of having reliable transportation. So there might be, the majority of the residents in this area don't have a car, and a grocery store is more than a mile
away.
That
breaks my heart.
Yeah.
As an Italian woman who loves to cook for her family and friends, that has to be so difficult. And I mean, think about their health, all the nutrients that they're missing.
Well, that's exactly the issue. So in these parts, so for example, in Chicago, there's a half million people that are considered to be in a food desert. In New York City, it's 750,000. So you're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of people just in two cities.
Right.
Here in Dallas, we have that issue as well, in South Dallas. So
and it's associated with the high crime.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
Right.
But the high crime begets the sickness, which begets the high crime.
Right.
If people aren't well, that includes their minds as well.
Right.
They need to eat well.
When you think about, you talk about depression. Depression rates that are associated
Absolutely.
With unhealthy
it's connected.
Foods. So there may not be a grocery store, but there may be a convenience or a liquor store. So those people, their only option is to walk to this liquor store and buy honey buns. Or, you talked about some things earlier, some processed foods that might be their only option. And this is what they're feeding themselves. They're feeding their children. They have absolutely no access to fresh foods. And so they're really eating just completely 100% subsisting
on processed foods.
And it impacts incredibly, like you just said, their mindset, their health of their body. They die much sooner. They have earlier onset of diabetes, of heart disease, of all these things. You know, when we just spent a lot of time talking
and
about
so
heart.
And so do their children and so do their animals all suffer.
Yes. Yes.
This is a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. It's really a huge problem. And, so there's different ways that you can combat this issue. LA did a really interesting thing. The other piece that can contribute to this is they might not have a healthy grocery store, but they put in a fast food restaurant. So there's something that's a dollar menu. And so these folks that have no money, really, truly, the people that eat off the dollar menu are the people that don't have any money. So the people that continue to be impacted by the poor quality of foods are the folks that are really just poor monetarily as well. And so it just continues to feed on this really difficult cycle.
Well, last week I drove back from Houston, and Katie, my niece and nephew opened up an Italian restaurant. It's a concept out of California called Medici's.
Mm-hmm.
They opened in Katy, and I'm trying to think of the little town that they, Hempstead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hempstead is a little town that's about an hour outside of Katy. Anyway, that's where they live. They live on a wildlife refuge. It's amazing, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. And speaking of being out in the middle of nowhere, is I took a route that I normally don't take. Normally, I would go back through Katy to and get on Beltway 8 and go 45 mm-hmm. back to Houston. But instead, I went through the country, through the mm-hmm. country roads, and went on Highway 6 and then 90 and all these. I felt kind of lost, too. It was very, very fun and difficult to do. I'd never done it before. And so anyway, the point of this whole story is I was out in the middle of nowhere, but guess what two restaurants I ran across several times in these two and in several little tiny towns that I saw.
I'm going to say McDonald's.
Absolutely.
And maybe Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Yep. Bing, bing, bing. Oh, my God. Good job. Dairy Queen and McDonald's. And I was like, it just makes me sick.
Yep.
Makes me sick to see it. And that's the only restaurants they have out there.
Right.
And it's really, really sad.
Yep. So what LA did is they put a moratorium on any fast food restaurants coming in within it was a 32 square mile zone where it was the poorest, most densest, I'm not sure that's a word, but food desert. And what that did is not allowing a fast food restaurant to come in made more way for a grocery store to come in. And so the cities have to start thinking, the cities really need to start thinking about the people. Yeah. And to your point, it becomes very difficult because these are very crime ridden areas. Here in Dallas, there's a really cool farm, Bonton Farms, that has gone in South Dallas, and they're growing fresh foods. They're growing and they're bringing people in from the community to help farm. They've got goats, they've got chickens, they've got pigs, and what they're trying to do is teach that community, a community that's never had access to these types of foods or to anything like this.
Oh my gosh, and gardening makes you feel so good. So yeah. I have to tell you my little story. I'm growing a watermelons right now.
Nice.
I got an organic watermelon plant, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, I have like these little teeny tiny watermelons. One, it's like a Barbie size.
Uh-huh. I love it.
And it's so much fun. But that too is an added pleasure to this whole movement of getting these people the right food that the, and teaching them how to grow their own food. It's right. so healthy for their mind, their body, their spirit, everything to be connected to the earth.
Sure. We've talked about that before, like the importance of getting out and putting your bare feet on grass.
Absolutely.
And just really communing with nature. And so these people that are living in these environments, number one, they don't have access to food. Number two, they really aren't out really, you know, experiencing nature in any kind of way. So, you know, I saw an article the other day about going back towards maybe rooftop gardens in these really, you know.
Yeah, I saw it on mm-hmm. Facebook. I actually. Yeah. shared it and promoted it.
Yeah, that might be where I saw it. I
yeah,
bet that is
yeah,
where I
you
saw it.
It on yes. One Life Radio.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, and I love what the First Lady is doing too.
Yes.
You know, she's got some great initiatives that she started. You want to talk about them for a sec?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it's really important. She's very...
anti-Monsanto.
Yep, on anti-Monsanto, which is incredibly important, as we've discussed. And so more organic farming, more cleaner, cleaner foods, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
You know... From, you know, food coming from the source and not through just an incredibly processed, just pathway.
It's so important.
Yes.
It's really, really important.
Yes.
And so foods, superfoods are very trendy right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes. So the superfood piece of it is really interesting to me as well. You know, we talk a lot about things like, you know, acai berries, chia seeds, just things that, you know, get those buzzwords in our nutritional community. And so people really start to, even coconut oil to some extent, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. as they become extremely, important in the health food communities and the voracious appetite of Americans and how that impacts just the world and the world economies. So the point there would be, trying to, just going back to what we were just saying, farming locally, you know, only eating strawberries in the season that they are meant to be farmed, or only eating grapes in the season that they were meant to be farmed. Not flying grapes in
right.
from Chile,
right.
you know, in the wrong season.
I love it.
Just the economic impact of that.
It's huge. I mean, yes. We've talked about this before. You know, my brother Mike, he loves strawberry shortcake. But, we only made it like once or twice a year in the summer. Because
it should be
that,
a treat.
That's yeah. a treat. And we need to get off this entitlement that comes with food, too. We don't get to have whatever we want whenever
we want it.
Like right now, it's bad for your mind. It's bad for your body. It's bad for the world. Thank you so much for bringing that subject up. Always love what you talk about. Stephanie Toops. You can find all of our experts at OneLifeRadio.com. And you know what? I want to give another shout out to our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, and Sun Warrior. And you know what? Subscribe to our newsletter. It's all kinds of special stuff in there that you'll want to have, like that recipe for ticks mm-hmm. to protect our pets. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always love doing the show. You know what? Be kind, because you get one body, one mind, and one life. Get out there and make the most of it.